I was sitting on a park bench. That morning, I found out that my boyfriend of 5 years had cheated on me. I had to get out of the house to get some air, but I didn't realize that I would just be sobbing in public. My vulnerability put a target on my back. There I was, crying when a man sat down next to me. My first thought was, oh fuck, because the last thing that I wanted to see was a man, and I don't like people seeing me cry. Luckily, he was on his cell phone, so he hadn't been paying any attention to me. Here I am, thinking that all men are fucking scum who deserve to get tied up and tortured, and this guy is talking to an animal shelter about making and donating blankets and cat toys. That shouldn't have been enough for me to judge the guy's character, but there was just something about his demeanor, too. He seemed so calm and friendly and gentle. I think that's just what I wanted to be around because those traits are comforting, and I really needed comfort. When he finished the phone call, I asked about the donation he had mentioned, and he told me about his love for animals and about how donating money was great, but he wanted to do something more. We started talking about pets, and he said that he had a cat, but she passed away, and he was still too heartbroken to get another. For a moment, I forgot about my own pain, and my heart wept for the sweet, kind stranger. He interrupted our conversation and asked if I was okay, and he offered to lend an ear. This guy even asked if I wanted him to just listen or to give advice. Which guys ever even ask that? I told him about my cheating boyfriend and how we didn't live together yet. He stayed true to his word and he just listened and provided sympathy, along with confirming that my thoughts were valid and how my choices were the right decision, like how I wanted to give my boyfriend a second chance and eventually move in together. Then he told me that he cuddles people for a living. And yes, that's a real job. And how he had this client come to him in tears because of a cheating boyfriend. But after the cuddling session, she was relaxed and calm. He suggested that if I want to try something like that, then to just Google cuddless near me. I liked how he didn't try to sell his services to me. So I tried to get his information since I had a good feeling about this guy and the services he offers. And he even mentioned that he doesn't want me to think that I have to go to him instead of someone else. I got him to give me his information, and I even managed to get him to let me have a session right then. His name was Alex, and I invited him to follow me to my house. We got to my house, and he immediately complimented the art in my home, which was mainly made by me. I don't know exactly why I did this, and maybe it was because of what I was going through and me having this amazing guy in my home, but I pointed out a naked painting of me that an artist had asked me to model for. Alex said that it looked like a work of Botticelli's. How her face and physique were so elegant and graceful. I hadn't told him that the painting was of me, but I loved how he saw this canvas as art and not porn. It made me feel even more comfortable with my choice to bring him into my house. I asked where most clients like to cuddle, and he said in their bed since that's the most comfortable place, but that I could choose anywhere. I led him to my bedroom, and he reminded me that this was going to be a completely platonic experience and that boundaries are essential. I was the little spoon, and the cuddling was working. We did some deep breathing, and I got drowsy. And he told me that I could fall asleep if I wanted. I started to doze off. I wasn't asleep, but I was getting there. He then told me that he was that perfect balance of relaxed and horny. I was surprised that he would say that, And I knew that wasn't appropriate, but some part of me liked that the guy who was spooning me was horny. Like, I had that effect on him, maybe. Then his hand went under my shirt. That was a step too far, and that was not consensual. I didn't know what to do. He told me that I smelled like candy and he wanted to eat me up. Alex could tell that my body had become tense and said that I must not have been asleep like he thought. Get away from me! He told me no. I couldn't believe it. You said that this was supposed to be platonic with strict boundaries. Alex laughed and said he never said that and that he doesn't believe in boundaries. My worst nightmare was coming true. Get the fuck away from me! And I remember him yelling at me to stop fucking squirming. He then held me tighter with one arm and pulled my hair with the other. It hurt, so I froze. I was scared. But he told me I must like it kinky since my body's response had changed when he yanked on my hair. He told me to behave because otherwise I'll have to see what happens when he gets mad. And he asked if I understood. Yes. He let go of my hair. Are you really a cuddlist? Alex laughed and said no, but that he needed to say that in order to earn my trust so that I would let him into my bed. I remember him saying something like how you shouldn't trust strangers and how naive I am, but that it's adorable. Then he said that he couldn't believe I would give a cheating bastard a second chance and that he was most likely fucking another woman right now who probably just fucks him different than me. Fuck you. He didn't like me saying that. He threatened to, wash my mouth out by giving me something to swallow. Then he said that I must be inviting him to fuck me. No, I don't want to fuck you! I felt ashamed when he mentioned how I was the one who had showed him the naked painting of myself before taking him to my bed. I guess he did know that it was of me. He asked who painted it. Some artist. Then he laughed and said he knew it and that he and the artist were just trying to get me naked. He asked me if I was that gullible or if I was just, a closet slut who gets wet thinking about strangers seeing me naked or touching me. I guess I'm gullible then. He yelled at me and told me that was the wrong answer and to say, I'm a slut, who gets wet thinking about strangers seeing me naked or touching me. Then he mocked me and asked why I was telling him that I was a slut since I don't even know him, that since I showed him the painting and then took him to my bed and said what a slut I am, my clit must be throbbing because my pussy is so hungry. That is not true. Alex told me that he was done bullshitting and that it was time to have some fun. He then put his hand under my skirt and felt my panties. He commented that there was no wet spot, but that he had to investigate further by touching my pussy. No! I crossed my legs. Stop! My struggling was no use. He pried open my legs and sat in between my spread thighs while pinning my legs down with his own. He warned me that if I tried to get away, he would grab me by the cunt. By sticking his fingers inside and grabbing the outside with his thumb, and he would pull me toward him. That even though I obviously want my pussy to be played with, I wouldn't like that punishment. He talked about how my panties were like a theater curtain, and he pulled them to the side and commented on how lovely my pussy was before he fingered me. He told me that I was wet. Well, he called it juice. He took his finger out of me and then he
rubbed my wetness onto my clit and put another finger into me and then worked my pussy with that finger while playing with my clit. Alex told me that I now had a happier pussy and that my nickname will be Juicer. That was fucking humiliating. He asked why he was doing all the work since it was my pussy and that I should be doing it all myself. He removed my panties. At first, I didn't do anything because how could I? I'm not gonna touch myself in front of some stranger. I've never done that in front of anyone. He made me do it though. Then he said that I must have really wanted to have my pussy played with since I started doing it myself. Alex yawned and said that he felt like he was watching golf on TV. He said that if I fuck with such a lack of enthusiasm, that must be why my boyfriend cheats. I stuck up my middle finger, and he threatened to break it. Then he stuck up his middle finger and he said, "Fuck you too." And he rammed the finger into my pussy. Oh my God, stop! He sarcastically asked what was wrong because he thought I wanted to be fucked with that finger. Alex said he would stop stabbing my cunt with his finger if I would enthusiastically masturbate for him. When I didn't respond, he threatened to pound me with even more fingers. And then he said that he could just do it with his cock instead. Okay, I'll go full throttle on my pussy, okay? He commanded me to also have one hand roughly playing with my nipples and to make sure I moan and tell him that I wish it was him playing with my body. Alex, I wish these were your fingers playing with my pussy. And if only you could be pinching my nipple instead of me. He said I wasn't being convincing and that I'm such a slut that I must need more stimulation. So he put on a glove and opened my nightstand drawer. He put a bottle of lube on my nightstand and then handed me my vibrator. He said if I wasn't as enthusiastic as possible, he was going to roughly fuck me with his cock. Then he handed me my phone and made me set it to record a video because he said I needed a souvenir. He then took out his cock. What are you doing? He told me it wasn't my business. Then after I handed him the phone, he made me lube up his cock and he moaned as I did it. I slid the vibrator to my clit and he had the phone recording it while he jerked off watching me. He told me that could I ever imagine that when I first met him, that later when I got him into my house, I would be turned into a horny slut in a matter of minutes. Alex said he changed my whole life in only an hour, and the first hour of meeting my boyfriend didn't have that kind of impact, did it? He said that Juicer was the right name for me since I was so sloppy and wet. He then said that he needed to get a close-up of how wet and swollen I was so that I could see it later. Then he said that since I was speeding up, I must love that he was so close to my wet pussy. That I wanted a stranger to watch me doing this. sprayed me with his cum. He put a hand around my throat and told me to clean up the cum on his cock, and that if he felt teeth, he would fully choke me. Why did you do this to me? Alex said, because it was fun. He said, you didn't have fun? Well, your pussy sure did. Then he forced me up and made me go to the bathroom so that I could be cleaned up in order to remove the evidence.